Don't buy Bird Dog's khaki shorts. They're basically just like Lululemon, but they have a bird as a logo. You don't want that. Their website looks like it was made by a 12-year-old. Don't bother visiting it. These idiots can never even keep their products in stock. You shouldn't even waste your time trying. You'll hate Bird Dog's because of their stretch material and tailored fit that makes your legs look and feel great. Nuh-uh. Just don't buy Bird Dog's. You won't like them. Don't go to birddogs.com/MLB, or I promise you'll regret it. Do not visit birddogs.com/MLB or get the free tumbler they're offering.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, .com/positive.
American woman, listen what I say.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Okay, it's this week. Seriously, it's this week. NFL training camps open this week. Let that sink in for a second. Whoa. My reaction is, whoa. We just wrapped up Wimbledon. We haven't even played the Open Championship in golf yet. Steph Curry is nowhere near thinking about basketball. In fact, he's busy playing golf himself. We haven't even hit the Major League Baseball trade deadline, though it is looming, and not just for the Angels. I've got summer field trips planned still. I'm sure many of you have vacations. Jay's on vacation right now. And yet this week, NFL training camps open up all over the league. It's a lot of rookies first. But it's not only rookies. We do have some news from the NFL. DeAndre Hopkins has a new home. It'll be fun to think about the implications there. Could this signal a little more of a competition in the division where he will end up? Or should I say, to which he returns? Oh, yep, there's a little tease. I hope you had a great weekend. I really do. We're teeing up another summer work week. No shortage of fun moments over the weekend, and we'll try to share some of those, the video, to go along with the conversation on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. I do have a couple fun stories to share with you, including, yes, my climb to the crown of the Statue of Liberty. It was even cooler than I anticipated, but also nothing like what I expected. That's the part that was so much fun. Oh, and yeah, to top it all off, as we're climbing 350 plus steps, it's 105 degree heat index on Liberty Island. Okay. This is my college roommate with whom I went to Fenway last summer on what was the hottest day of the year in Boston. So, you know, we have a knack for picking adventures when it is 100 degree heat index and you walk outside, my hair turns into a football size and you can't help but just be soaked. So I had to be careful which photos I shared, because in some of our photos, we look like we just got pulled out of a thunderstorm or pulled out of a cow's rear end or both. So I know there's a lot of heat and humidity around the United States, and I'm sure north of the border as well. I've got my own funny summer stories to share with you, and I would love to hear from you. Although, get this, I hope this has not happened with you. A couple times this weekend, we took the subway to and from our destination, and I'll share that story. But we were on the subway a couple times, and in between various stops, you're standing on the platforms where underground, where the humidity is so thick you can cut it with a knife, or at least it feels like it. So the idea is to get into a subway car and you get one with the air condition cranked. Except for a couple times, I don't know how we did it. We had a knack for picking subway cars that had no AC. Oh, smothering, absolutely smothering humidity in New York City, which is bad enough with all the concrete, and then even worse when it's wall-to-wall bodies, which is what happens on a Saturday in the summertime. Tourists all over the place, and of course the places that we went were popular for tourists and for people visiting New York. So a couple of subway cars we ended up in had no AC. And I say to my college roommate, we need to get off at the next stop and get into a car with AC. And she says, what's the big deal? We're only going three stops. We're already gross. And I tell her, you never know when these subway cars are going to get stuck. Sometimes they get stuck and there's a red light on the track, or they're moving another train, or even worse, worst case scenario, they break down and you're stuck on the car. We do not want to be stuck on a car in which there is no AC. So then, because I had that experience fresh in my mind, I walk into our building this evening. So downstairs, we're on the 10th floor, walk into the building where there are security guards who are sitting doing their due diligence and not only guarding the door, but guarding those of us who work here. I appreciate them. I try to say thank you. I give them baked goods every now and then. Anyway, I walk in the lobby door a couple hours ago. There's no AC. Oh, Manny just made a face. Manny's filling in for Jay. We're glad to have him back on the show. I know when you walked in, Manny, you felt the same way. I mean, it was sweltering. You expected to get hit with the blast of AC because usually it's freezing cold in the lobby. And instead, those sad saps are down. Oh, no, seriously, I felt so bad. They're down there in long pants. They have uniforms. Long pants, sport coats, yeah, over long sleeve shirts. And Angel is the one that I know personally, and his coworker, they're holding these little fans as if the little fans are going to work. And I said, what is going on? Where is your AC? They're dying. They're sweating. These fans aren't doing anything. I feel so bad. All night they have to sit there.
Yeah, I know. And like you said, it doesn't really help that they're dressed like the Secret Service. And I will tell you, Amy, I was here yesterday, Saturday night into Sunday morning, the wee hours, and that AC was definitely working yesterday. So at some point between Saturday night and this Sunday, Monday morning, that's when the AC gave out for our poor Secret Service men downstairs.
And the sad part is, and we deal with this too on after hours, when something breaks down, we'll call it cutbacks, layoffs, tightening the belt, whatever. There are no people to help fix it overnight. There might be someone on call. If you're lucky, that person on call may pick up the phone or acknowledge the fact that you have a problem, but nothing gets fixed overnight. And so for that reason, they are stuck there, the sad saps.
I just wonder what time that AC went off, because I mean, imagine you just came in.
Oh,
you're 30 minutes into your shift.
And all of a sudden. Nice voice. Or nice sound effect. When I bought my house a few years ago.
No,
thank God. First time I ever owned a house, and I bought it from a couple who were older who were moving south. They had the house 40 years. 40 years, no AC. No AC. Older people sometimes don't need AC. I remember my maternal grandmother, she would show up in Oklahoma in the dead of summer. It'd be 115 degrees. My grandma would be wearing a sweater. Grandma, you don't need that here. Oh, well, I just want to make sure that I don't get cold. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, so that's what happens with older people. Sometimes they tend to be colder, even when it's not cold. Well, I had to, before I even moved in, so I was moving during 2020, which is as much fun as it sounds, during COVID, and I did have 3 weeks before I could get into the house, even after I signed the papers. And yes, I went ahead and I financed a new AC and a new, well, they put in a new furnace as well because there was no way. Penny and I, we do not sleep. We do not deal well when there's no AC. Oh.
I just moved into a place with my girlfriend as well, and we spent maybe the first two or three nights without an AC because we just couldn't. And this month, too, July's been absolutely insufferable.
It's nasty outside.
It's been awful. So we had like two or three days where we just wake up in a pool of our own sweat and we have to shower right before work. Very fun. Very fun stuff.
Exactly.
But we got the AC now, so it's all good.
Well, praise Jesus. So I would love to, we'll just throw that out there. If you have a story about being stuck somewhere with no air condition or the nasty conditions and you or your AC went out, or I have a hysterical story. I used to own, this is back when I was much poorer. I used to own, no, seriously, there's degrees of poor when you work in radio. Just own it, Manny, own it. Anyway, when I was much poorer, I had a Nissan Sentra with no AC and vinyl seats. Wait until I tell you the story of where I drove in that puppy and how I had to do it to survive the AC. So if you have I survived a summer experience without air conditioned story, I would love to hear from you. The worst is when you're on an airplane and the AC goes out and you're sitting there on a tarmac or whatever. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Okay. These are going to be great stories. Anyway, you can find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on my Twitter, and I'll put up a spot on our Facebook page too, because it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I know I make you thankful for all of the air condition that you have in your life. Sometimes I think about going back to a different era of time and living. But the thing is, I really like AC this time of the year. And I also really, really enjoy having the ability to do, well, not only to take my phone with me where I go, but to be able to keep in touch with family and friends. So I don't really want to go back to a point where I didn't have a cell phone either. So I'm kind of a slave to this time period and the technology that we have. Now, I could do without all the social media. Could we go back maybe 10 years and not have the crazy social media? I'd be okay with that.
I would be too. Maybe. I don't know where I would get my news from. But I certainly do think of I certainly do think
Manny
about
giving away his age.
Oh yeah, I certainly do think about, you know, how the heat was back on July 4th, 1776. Imagine, you know, you just won independence, and then you just go home after a long day of fighting to no AC, just in that humidity, in that warmth, with those long coats that they used to wear back in the day. You know what? I'm talking about. Alexander Lin-Manuel Miranda did a great job of painting the picture. I can't imagine being Alexander Hamilton back in those days.
No, thank you. I do appreciate technology and the people who have invented the various conveniences that we have now. I suppose if I had to live without one, it would be a microwave. I suppose. I've lived for a couple of years without a dishwasher. That will never happen again. Not on this schedule. I suppose I could live without a microwave. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, and I could definitely live without social media. All right, so you know the show. You know what we're doing, sort of, on this edition of the show. We'd love to hear from you. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. It was a moment that kept a lot of people on pins and needles. We didn't know how it was going to play out. We didn't know who would prevail. What we knew is that as it was unfolding before our eyes, the Wimbledon men's final on Sunday, instant classic, third longest in history between Novak Djokovic and the 20-year-old upstart Carlos Alcaraz.
Djokovic is deposed. There's a new king of center court, Carlos Alcaraz of Spain.
Carlos Alcaraz, 20 years old, the Spaniard who had only played four tournaments on grass. This was his fourth tournament on grass. We talked about this last week. A lot of times Spaniards, and that's where he's from, is Spain, they prefer the clay. Think Rafael Nadal. That's the surface they're most comfortable in. Alcaraz is one of those guys who can track down a lot of different shots, right? He's got the speed, the athleticism, and incidentally, one of the only, I think he might be the second youngest to win at Wimbledon, the only guy younger, to do what he's doing, Rafael Nadal. So and I'd mean overall, not on Wimbledon, but the idea behind Alcaraz is that he was trying to, in this process of getting comfortable on all surfaces, he decided he would try to get some more experience on grass. And remember, he lost to Novak in Paris. And so that was in the semifinals when he cramped up and it was nasty heat while we're talking about the record setting heat. And so he decided that before he came into this tournament, he would play a warm up. He would do that on grass and is getting more comfortable. As a 20-year-old, I kind of think of Carlos Alcaraz as a guy who maybe's got some AI capabilities with him. Of course, the brain is always the best intelligence that you'll ever find on planet Earth. But he has learned so quickly on grass, only 17 matches on grass, and he just dethroned Novak Djokovic, who was going for his fifth consecutive Wimbledon title and who was attempting to win his 24th Grand Slam singles crown, which would have tied him for the most all time with Margaret Court. And this is what also blows me away. Carlos got run off the court in the first set. He lost it 6-1. Now, I wonder if there were some nerves, right? It's Novak, it's Wimbledon, it's not a surface where he's completely comfortable, but you could see him getting more comfortable, gaining in confidence. And Novak made some errors, he did. But I love the fact that in this moment, Alcaraz stared down the giant. He stared down maybe the best men's tennis player of all time. And you could see the depth to his game. He would add shots. He got bolder as it went on. Both of them pretty demonstrative. Just love the fact that this was such a tug of war. There are actually photos out there, which are fascinating, of different, and a lot of them are celebrities or well-known people. For instance, Prince William and Princess Kate. Well, Princess Kate was there, but their kids, two of their kids were there. I think it was Princess Charlotte and Prince George. Sorry, I think those are their names, only because I read them, not because I know. Anyway, the facial expressions on those two throughout the course of the match, but not just them. Daniel Craig was there with his wife, so their facial expressions. I'm trying to think who else was there that was famous that I saw. So they were showing all of these various celebrities and different people on hand that you would know by face. And the tug of war, the rise and fall of the emotions in this match. If you Google it, you could go to the Wimbledon Twitter, or you could just Google Wimbledon photos, celebrity photos, whatever it is. Andy Murray was in the crowd. There were a lot of people there that as they were getting photographed, their reactions to what they were watching on court, because it was so tense and it was so intense. And obviously it was a full house there for the last men's match, the last singles match. Yeah, so really amazing stuff to see Alcaraz learn on the job, if you will. And talk about a quick study at 20 years old. And certainly for him, the dream come true, but dream coming true maybe a little earlier than what he anticipated, especially on this surface that he is still learning.
And it's a dream come true for me, you know, being a Wimbledon champion, something that I really wanted. And honestly, I didn't expect to get it, you know, really soon. And it's time to enjoy and, you know, to see everything, all my feelings. And yeah, it's, as I say, it's a dream.
Megawatt smile. Incredible smile. He wears a bucket hat when he's trotting his trophy out to show the fans who are gathered there and Wimbledon after the fact. And he says, even if I had lost, I would be really proud of myself because I made history just by getting here. But to play this final against a legend, I mean, that's what Novak is now. He's 36 years old. He is a legend. And here's a 20-year-old who comes along and not only interrupts this run for five consecutive Wimbledon titles, and it doesn't include 2020, of course, because they didn't play. But when you think about what Novak has done in these last five Wimbledons, he had not lost in 34 matches at Wimbledon, 34 matches on this surface. And it's such a tense sporting event that you kind of feel it in your gut, which I love. So for Novak Djokovic, there are certainly moments that he wish he could have back.
I would say tie break in a second, the backhands that kind of let me down, to be honest.
set point. I missed the backhand. He did play a backhand that was quite long in the court and it had a little bit of a bad bounce. But, you know, I should not have missed that shot. And then on 6-all, again, another backhand from middle of the court in the net. You know, just two very poor backhands.
Mm. Remember, Novak Djokovic was attempting... was it last year? No, it wasn't last year because he missed Australian 2 years ago. Whenever it was that he was attempting, oh no, it was 22. No, wait, did he miss the Australian last year? It was last year. Yes, it was last year with a vaccination flap. But he was had been attempting to win. Maybe it went back even to 19. Now all the years run together. He had tried before to hold all four Grand Slam singles titles in the same calendar year, which is such a rare feat. Think Tiger Woods, right? When he had all four major tournament titles in the same calendar year, the Tiger Slam, if you will. So here was Novak Djokovic attempting to do that, but was unable to accomplish it, having that run interrupted at Wimbledon. But certainly there could be an opportunity at the U.S. Open for him to win number 24. So we'll hear more from Alcaraz himself. Again, 20 years old, demonstrative, reminds you of the spirit and the energy of a young Rafael Nadal. And Novak, not done. I mean, not done. But this is stunning because this has become his surface. It was Roger Federer's. It became Novak Djokovic and his favorite surface to play on. And I don't want to say he'd been unchallenged. There had been moments where he didn't play well earlier in this tournament, but had been able to fight back and had been able to advance. And it's more stunning that Alcaraz beat him on grass than it would have been if Carlos had beat him at the French Open. That probably wouldn't have been nearly as stunning, though just in general, are we seeing a changing of the guard now? Alcaraz, the number one player in the world, Novak left that door open, right, when he missed a bunch of tournaments because of the vaccination stuff and his travel restrictions. So Alcaraz has inserted himself into the conversation now, and he is a force to be reckoned with. All right, so a little bit more about tennis as we head through the show. Probably my favorite moment of the weekend came from the golf world, but not the PGA Tour, though Rory McIlroy back on top with a victory at the Scottish Open in brutal conditions. The wind was wreaking havoc with them. We'll get to baseball next, though, because Sunday Night Baseball, to wrap up this first weekend post-All-Star break, featured some fireworks. It's still July. There was a fireworks show in my neighborhood for some reason on Saturday night. I have no idea why. I guess they got their weekends messed up. All right, so you can tell me your awful no AC stories on our Twitter, After Hours CBS, my Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then our Facebook page. I'll put up a post. Good to hang out with you guys again, coming together after the weekend. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments, so I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I want to see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 45% on selected products. Get 45% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is in full swing. The free Odyssey app lets you listen to local coverage for the team you love, live stream your favorite sports radio station, or jump back and listen to the best segments on demand.
Don't forget, we talk to the manager every Tuesday at 2 p.m.
Don't listen to some guy from the other side of the country tell you about your team. Live conversations for your local team, no matter where you are. Your season, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
Three, and he swings at that one and blasts the ball into dead center field, out at the wall. It's out of here. Ohtani flexes his muscles right there, just like he did late in the ball game last night.
You're listening to After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Call Amy at 855-212-4CBS.
The Angels are in desperate need of wins. They really are. And Shohei Ohtani had his 34th home run with one out in the ninth inning to give the Angels some hope against the Astros on Sunday Night Baseball. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Yes, we are going to continue to talk about Ohtani all the way up to the Major League Baseball trade deadline. If the Angels drag their feet, do not make a trade, it will continue to be the talk of the baseball season, because if they don't trade him, he's headed for free agency. We all know this. It's maybe even to that point already where you have Ohtani fatigue, but he's worth it. If there's an athlete that's worth the fatigue, I can think of a few worth the nonstop chatter. This guy is a franchise changer. We know that. Now, does it mean the Angels have been able to make the playoffs? Unfortunately not. One guy can't drag an entire team with him. Even Aaron Judge with his MVP season last year couldn't do that with the Yankees, right? They still petered out when they needed that offense in the postseason. And for Shohei Ohtani to not have Mike Trout, to have other injuries the Angels are dealing with, they're just not a complete team. Doesn't seem like the Angels are going to pull the trigger. That's the chatter at this point. But right now, it's July 16th, right? We still have, what is it, 11? Oh, no, not 11. We still have 15 days to go before the Major League Baseball trade deadline at the end of July. A lot can change between now and then. I suspect Ohtani will continue to rack up home runs. So, Houston down as many as 4 runs in the ninth inning. Ohtani has his 34th dinger, seemingly to give the to be able to try to pull the Angels into a situation where they might be able to capitalize and grab a win. But the fireworks really belong to the Astros. And remember, these are the World Series champions. This is the team that has a ton of experience on their roster. And I know they've been trailing the Rangers and in some cases the Angels in the AL West. No one's going to cry for the Houston Astros, but they still have firepower. They still have guys who have been on the biggest stages in Major League Baseball, and they got it done both offense and defense in the late stages.
First pitch, and Bregman clubs it deep to left field. It sends back Ward, still going back at the wall, looking up. See you later! Into the Astros bullpen. Alex Bregman, a 2-run homer, and the Astros take the lead.
3-2.
And that's cranked, and you can forget about that one. Into the right field seats, about 20 rows deep for Kyle Tucker. And the Astros get an insurance run. It's 9-7.
First pitch to Theis.
And that is smacked toward right field. Coming over is Tucker. He dives, and he makes the catch. Kyle Tucker saves the game with a headlong diving catch in right center field. And the Astros hold on for the 9-8 win in Anaheim.
Well, hello, Kyle Tucker. And that's Robert Ford on the Astros Radio Network. I was trying so hard not to give away the ending when I was talking about Ohtani's home run. But yes, Bregman and Tucker go back-to-back in the ninth inning, right? So this is the top of the ninth inning. And they're able to get that insurance on the board. But then it's Tucker who comes up with what is the game-saving catch in the bottom of the ninth. And so it was the Kyle Tucker show, if you will. And as you hear him speak after the game, he's asked which part, offense or defense, is, you know, coolest for him, or, you know, which moment he appreciated more.
Probably the defensive play. I mean, you know, it saves a run and helps you know, our pitching staff out and wins the game. So I was probably more excited about that.
But does he sound excited? I was probably more excited about that. Huh. I guess.
Gotta stay cool. Gotta stay cool.
You got? Do you? Is that how it is? You gotta stay cool. Speaking of cool, Jay is listening in Chicago. So Jay, producer Manny tells me that you have a story about lack of AC.
Yeah, that's why I'll always. I don't care. I'll leave it on. I'll leave it on through the wintertime. I don't care. I just remember those days, like probably till I was 15, till we moved out of our house. We didn't have any air. We were the richest people in the world, so we just couldn't afford it.
Right.
So my mom would have like bottles of rubbing alcohol, and we would wipe it when we like if we can't sleep. You get up and you wipe your whole body down with alcohol because it'll cool it down at least a little bit.
Really?
And then,
I had no idea that that worked. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, no, that's what we, I mean, it doesn't last long, but at least kind of, you know what I mean? It you know, kind of takes some of the heat away for the moment. Like I said, it's not going to stay on long, but.
I would think that it would evaporate, yes, but oh my goodness.
No, it does. No, go get some rubbing alcohol right now. Rub it on your forearm.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Well, I know that it does take the sting out of bites, right? And it sometimes takes the sting out of skin abrasions or, you know, when you...
Oh, yeah. Just kind of cleans up. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Wow, that's interesting. So that was pretty smart move by your mom when you guys didn't have the AC.
Oh, good old Juanita. She knew what she was doing.
Juanita. I love it. Well, Juanita was a genius, Jay. Thank you so much for sharing that with me. It's a tip.
Thank you very much. All right, bye.
Bye. I guess we could suggest that to the security guards in the ground floor of our building. Hey, if you got any rubbing alcohol, it'll work temporarily.
Ugh. Yeah, Juanita in Chicago used to do it all the time for
Juanita.
Jay.
Yeah, absolutely. Juanita and her son Jay, it worked for them. I can remember when we were growing up in New Hampshire, we didn't have AC either, just because for the most part, you only needed it with the worst humidity and heat. 3-4 weeks out of the entire year. So it wasn't worth putting the AC in for the whole house. And so I know we used to have one of those ventilation fans from the attic that would suck the hot air up. So you would turn the fan on at night. It would kind of suck the hot air up into the top, into your attic, up into the top of your house and kind of try to cool off a little bit. We would have fans, not just ceiling fans, but fans, you know, that you plug in. On the floor stand on a stand or whatever. Even now I sleep with a fan and the AC though. So I do both. And I'm telling you, my poor dog, she would be miserable. I tell people that's why I had to get AC because my Australian Shepherd dog, she would die without AC. But really part of it's sleeping in the daytime too. I mean, it's far worse when you're sleeping in the daytime and even with curtains on my windows, it still gets hot upstairs. And for those of you who have capes or you sleep upstairs, regardless of the type of house, you know that the heat rises. Capes are notorious though for being difficult to cool upstairs because of the long roof or the big roof and how hot it can get. So I am grateful for AC. It was worth the investment. Also increased the value of my house right off the top. All right, find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. I saw this. Let's see. I don't know if there's a name on it. Not a name on it, but got this tweet. I survived summer without air conditioning in the country of Kuwait while I was deployed. Oy. He said it was so hot inside our trucks that the air conditioning never cooled anything off. 125 during the day, 90 at night. Now, I am tempted to say something along the lines of, oh, well, it's a dry heat. But 125 is 125. It may not be like the humidity, but it's still 125 and not cooling off 90 degrees at night. That is tough. Well, I suppose it sounds a bit hollow when I tell you thank you for your service, but I really do mean it. I mean, thank you for your service. And then Jeremy sends this tweet and says, you got to DoorDash the security folks some cold drinks or something. I'm not sure. Are we allowed to? I suppose they're allowed to have drinks down there. That's maybe I'll go bring them some of the homemade blueberry muffins. Manny, blueberry muffins I made this weekend. So are you game to try? You have to be my taste tester because
am I game? Of course I'm game.
Producer Jay is not here. I give him all of my baked goods so he can try them. My first attempt at making these blueberry muffins, and they're made with buttermilk. So that's one ingredient that was different that I really do like, actually.
If it's edible, I'll inhale it.
It is edible. I like it, but I'm looking for someone else's opinion. So Blueberry muffins it is. All right, so Twitter, Facebook. I did put a post up on Facebook. We're glad to have you with us. And the phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Did you all see the craziness with Lionel Messi's introduction in Miami this evening? Oh my gosh, you would have thought they were welcoming the king, which he may very well be the king of Miami.
We promised this city that we would dream, that we would sign the best players in the world and the best player in the world. And tonight that dream comes true. But without anything further, I would like to introduce to you your number 10, Inter Miami's number 10, America's number 10, the best number 10 in the world, Lionel Andres Messi.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Messi is now in Miami. He has arrived. And if you did not watch the, should we call it the highlights? The highlights of his introduction in Miami on Sunday evening, you are missing out. It was a spectacle. It was a show. And it went on and on and on. And the stadium is actually in Fort Lauderdale, so South Florida. That's pretty standard, though, when it comes to a lot of the events that take place in the area between Fort Lauderdale and Miami. So they've been waiting for a month. Inter Miami CF able to introduce Messi to, get this, a sold-out crowd. A sold-out crowd for his introduction. So I'd love to know from you if you have looked at the schedule with Miami, which, by the way, Miami is the worst team in the Eastern Conference. They have a lot of ground to make up, but all of a sudden they might be the most popular ticket in MLS. So have you made plans? Have you checked out the schedule? Would you like to see Messi in person? Because I would. I want to, before the summer is out, or before the season is out, see Messi play at a stadium near me. Messi was introduced. He walked out to this furor. So much excitement. David Beckham is on stage as part owner of Inter Miami CF. He narrates essentially this video to welcome Messi to Miami. And it includes some pretty famous athletes.
Yo, Messi, Stephen Curry, man.
Leo, I wanted to say congratulations on the big move to Miami.
I just want to say congratulations on the transition. Good luck. I know it's new beginnings.
Well, you know those voices, Steph Curry and Tom Brady. And then there's David Beckham, as I say, first star who ever made that jump to MLS. It was in the prime of his career. Remember, he wanted to play in Los Angeles because of his wife and his family. And he actually did. Now, Manny, did you tell me, just you can tell me on the mic, that you tried to find the Beckham and we couldn't find the Beckham?
Yeah, I mean, it looks as though he was out on stage, but mm-hmm. I skimmed through the entire introductory shindig that they had.
Shindig.
And he didn't speak a lick.
Interesting. Okay.
That's what I said too.
So there are quotes. I'll just read you the quotes. 10 years ago, I started my journey to build a new MLS team. I said then I dreamt of bringing the best players in the world to South Florida and to the great city, to Miami. Maybe, though, it was in the video. Did you check the video? It might have been David Beckham in the video.
Again, with the only with the video board, the message that they gave, all I could find out of that video was Steph Curry and Tom Brady.
It's just wrong. 2-hour weather delay actually pushed the start of the event, and yet it did not dampen the enthusiasm at all. But there was typical South Florida, right? In the summertime, heavy rain, thunder and lightning, and then it moves on and Messi was introduced. And maybe that's some type of symbolism for Messi in Miami. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So this was David Beckham going back to 07, joining the LA Galaxy. I remember when it was a big deal then, but this is Messi. Yes, Beckham was really good. Really good. I mean, exceptional. Awesome soccer player. Really changed kind of the perception of soccer, too, when he came to the United States. He added credibility to MLS because of his star power and his wife and who he was married to and his family and all that jazz. But this is Messi. One of the best players ever to walk the planet Earth. And he said after the introduction, and it's in Espanol, but I'm very happy to have chosen to come to this city with my family, to have chosen this project, and I have no doubt that we are going to enjoy it very much. I can't wait to start training to compete. So yeah, welcome to the United States, Lionel Messi. I never even thought this was possible. Never thought this was possible.
Did you see the pictures of him shopping at a local Publix?
No.
You should go ahead on Twitter and go ahead and find that.
Leave him alone?
No. He was out there in flip-flops in the cereal aisle, and paparazzi is taking pictures of him and his family at a Publix.
Oh, no.
Florida man Lionel Messi seen in a Publix.
Florida man. That's fantastic. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. John is in Houston. John, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. New listener to you, and I like what I hear him so far.
Oh, appreciate that.
Real quickly on Messi, I am an American. I watch soccer like once every 4 years for the World Cup.
Okay.
So just a casual, you know what? I would go and pay to see Messi.
Yeah.
That would be so cool.
It would.
Yeah. Anyway, on the AC story, kind of thought of this because your family is in the Houston area.
Yeah, my mom's there.
Yeah. So you in Houston, you kind of run. Hurricanes hit in August and September mainly, so you spend the whole summer in AC, of course.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, one of those years comes where you get slapped with a hurricane and you don't have power for a week, and not only is it super hot because you've been in the AC all summer, it's also so humid because you've just had this massive rain just come through, you know, with a hurricane. I don't know if you've been through a hurricane.
Yes, yes, I have.
But it's like to be without power for a week after a hurricane hits, it must be hotter than Hades, you know, for that week. Anyway.
Yeah, well,
I know you're.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And they've been without power sometimes too. And as you point out, it's not just the heat, which of course Houston has plenty of heat, but it's also the humidity that's so thick in the wake of an event like that, that you feel as though it sticks to you. Like that, I have this phrase, a couple of phrases, the icky and sticky, that's pretty standard. But then I try to explain to my significant other, who is also from Texas and lives in Houston, muggy, buggy, no huggy. When it's muggy and buggy, we do not do huggy. No, don't touch me when it's muggy and buggy like that. Gross.
Yeah.
So I do understand. Well, I appreciate you listening, John. We're glad to have you. I tell people, give me a couple weeks and you'll be hooked, for better or for worse.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Poor guy. He doesn't know what he's in for. 855-212-4227. We will get back to your phone calls after the top of the hour. But yes, if you have stories about losing AC or suffering without AC, I am so grateful. So grateful that Central Air exists. I have certainly gone long stretches without it. I've done 4 different youth camps in Cuba in the middle of the summer. And 105 degrees, 98% humidity. I understand. It sticks to you. There's no possible way that you can get through that kind of heat without losing a bunch of weight, without being completely covered in sweat, without just smelling. I could smell myself over the weekend in the humidity in New York. Sometimes you just have to suck it up. All right, but I love AC. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.